I particularly am fond of talking with my students at Boston University about Buddhist literary texts, expressions of the Buddhist tradition in contemporary literature, because it often is through books, through literature, that people come to know the Buddhist tradition for the first time. One text that we read with pleasure, it's been important in a lot of people, in the way a lot of people have understood the Buddhist tradition, is Jack Kerouac's novel, The Dharma Bums, or Jack Kerouac's On the Road. He had a certain kind of intuitive, popular sense of what the practice of Buddhism was, and he made it available to people who wouldn't know anything about Buddhism in a technical way. So it was an important introduction, an important entry point for a lot of people who encountered Buddhism in the 70s and in the 80s. Another important text that really takes us to the European world rather than to the world of North America is Hermann Hesse's novel, Siddhartha. Very important modernist vision of the Buddhist tradition. As you know, if you've read that novel, Siddhartha is the hero of the text, but he's not the Buddha. He has the Buddha's name, but as the story of the text unfolds, Siddhartha renounces his palace, of course. He wouldn't be on the Buddhist path if he didn't do that. And then he encounters the Buddha and decides that he has to achieve awakening for himself, not by following the path that's taught to him by the Buddha. And he goes off on a long and circuitous journey to try to come to some kind of awakening that responds to the demands, the questions, the problems of his own experience. This gives a distinctively modern spin to the relationship between contemporary experience and the traditional teaching of Buddhism. And it, too, has been an important entry point for people into Buddhist experience. There's another novelist that I want to mention to you that I think would be fascinating for many of you to explore. I don't think he's as well known as Hermann Hesse or Jack Kerouac, but he's somebody who deserves, in my opinion, to be put right up there in the pantheon of great Buddhist novelists. This is a guy by the name of Charles Johnson. He's written a couple of remarkable novels about African-American experience, one called The Ox Herding Tale, another one called The Middle Passage. They're narratives about people who have escaped from slavery or who were ex-slaves and managed to put that phase in their experience behind them in some fashion. And it explores all of the implications of that change of consciousness that takes place when that experience of bondage is left behind. I'm so struck by the way Buddhism weaves its way through his experience of these historical dilemmas, particularly the experiences of enlightenment that he often recounts at the very end of his novels. All I can do in this lecture is simply tease you with that suggestion, but I suggest to you, if you want to explore the Buddhist tradition in contemporary literature, Charles Johnson's novels are a remarkable and challenging place to do that, and one where you'll be confronted by a vision of Buddhism that is surprising and extraordinarily profound. Now, as I ring the changes on all of these different varieties of Buddhism that are present in North America and also in comparable ways throughout the rest of the contemporary world, you have to be struck by the extraordinary flexibility and variety of this tradition. And he asked the question, I suppose, at the end of our study, if Buddhism is so flexible, if it's so malleable, if it's so diverse, what is it in the end that has made it so attractive to so many people for 2,500 years and continues to make it so attractive today? Well, I'm convinced that there are really two answers to this question, two answers that we can use to conclude our study of this tradition. I think you can say, with some confidence, I'm convinced of this, that the appeal of Buddhism lies somewhere in the structure of the Four Noble Truths, that basic statement of Buddhist teaching, between the conviction that everyone suffers and the conviction that there is a way to bring that suffering decisively to an end. All Buddhists struggle in one way or another with this question. It's the great question of human life, and I think people have been fascinated by the way Buddhists challenge them to think in new ways about this basic issue. And then the second thing, the last thing that I think is a source of appeal in the Buddhist tradition, it's simply these extraordinary stories. All the different ways people have lived out the example of the Buddha in their own lives in extraordinarily different ways. We've encountered a few of those stories. I hope you've been fascinated by them. I hope they have in some way become part of your story, your own emerging story as you tell the story of your own lives and grapple with some of the issues that the Buddha grappled with 2,500 years ago. In any case, I certainly have enjoyed telling you some of these stories, and I appreciate all the attention that you've given to me in this course of lectures. Thank you very much.
We hope you've enjoyed these lectures from our Great Courses series. Our courses are now available to order online. Visit our website at www.teach12.com or call our customer service representatives at 1-800-TEACH-12. That's 1-800-TEACH-12. Thank you very much.